His whole face was totally scratched, and he had a huge bump on the side of his eye. His lips were pale white, como si se iba a marear. I was shocked because I never would have thought that this would have happened to my dad, a mi papá. Yo recuerdo este día como si fuera ayer. I was in fourth grade. I was 9 or 10 years old. I remember my dad getting ready to go to work on his bike. And I remember that we had to say goodbye to him, like always. Pero este día fue diferente. My dad was on his bike, casi llegando al trabajo, close to his job. And when he was crossing the road, he saw something shiny on the ground, thinking it was a phone. He quickly turned around to pick it up. And as he bent over to see what it was, he realized it was not a phone, but just a piece of trash. But too late, because as he looked back to continue, a car hit the side of his face. I felt so scared and sad for my dad, pobrecito. Not thinking this could happen to him, de este accidente yo aprendí that you have to love and appreciate your family because anything can happen to them when you don't expect it. And because of this, my family got closer. After the accident, my dad went to work, como si nada. Later on, my dad told my mom that his head hurt from the accident he got into. My mom was so mad at my dad because he didn't tell her right away, but of course, she was also very scared for him. Mi papá dijo que it started to hurt him a lot, and he sent a picture of the side of his face to my mom. She saw the face was really scratched, and he had a huge bump on the side of his eye. At this point, nos enteramos de lo que pasó, and my sister got so scared that she was quiet the whole ride to the hospital. Not going to lie, yo también tenía miedo. Luckily, at the end of the day, my dad was okay, vivo y saludable. I want to share this story because, one, we should learn to check both ways before crossing or turning around on the road, especialmente since so many kids are just on their phone texting on Snapchat, Instagram, or other things and just cross the road como si nada, as if they don't really care and think nothing will happen to them. Pero más importante, I also want to say to love your family no matter what. The scars on the side of my dad's face are a reminder of that every day. This story was produced by Carolina Ramirez for KJ News Media Gardens and Genesis Storytelling Project.